the only predominantly agricultural or farm state that has, over the last couple decades, often voted for the Democratic Party. And it really looks like it's going to do so again this year. So you can see a pickup of many different areas, but it's still a map that's predominantly red. 1992, with Bill Clinton's first victory, the green are counties that Bill Clinton won, but won with less than 40%. So you can see when you got that third party, the Ross Perot party, that really throws things off. You can also see a few counties that Perot won in northern Maine. That's the purple there, actually Trinity County in California. A few others in the West, a few in Texas. You can see Clinton just winning states like Montana and Nevada with less than 40%. That's again because Perot did very well in these states and through essentially through the state level election. You can see places like Indiana voting very heavily for the Republican candidate, for George Bush Sr. in this year. You can see some changes, though. You can see New England really shifting towards the Democratic Party, many areas that previously had been voting Republican. You can see now Northern California, a coastal strip, a lot of counties like Marin, San Mateo, Santa Clara, that had been mostly voting Republican, have now switched to the Democratic ticket. So that's something that we're going to see a continuation of.